campaigns against them. The cults in Britain are still flourishing, and they're terrifying.
But we haven't seen her here since Christmas. I believe she was recruited into a local sect.
Who recruited her?
Her headmaster, I believe.
Do you mind if I ring my dad and ask him to collect me?
That won't be necessary.
She wanted to run away to London.
That she may enjoy the blessings of eternal life.
Eternal life.
Well, that scene from Cracker is not far from the truth, according to Christina Jones. She was born into a cult called the Children of God, and last month the courts awarded her £5,000 for the pain and sexual abuse she endured at the cult's hands from the age of three. Ian Howarth fell into the clutches of another cult. He's determined to stop others falling into the same trap, and they're both joining us this morning. There's a bit of background information about the Children of God, which have been coming in for quite a lot of publicity recently. They aim at children how old? Teenagers?
They're recruiting people of all ages. Many of the teenagers that are in there today were born into the group, as was the case with Christina.
Right, because your mother was a member.
Yeah, she joined when she was 16.
And you were... your father was also a cult member in that case. They practice just totally free sex the whole time. There are no constraints, and there are no age limits either.
That's right, yes. Mm.
So when was your first sexual experience then, when you were in the cult?
I was three.
Three? Do you have particularly vivid memories of all of that? Or
yes, I do, because it was very frightening at the time.
How long did all that go on for, Christina? When did you realise that there was another way of living on this planet than that?
Well, I didn't realise on my own accord. My mum actually had to kidnap me back. She just one day came and took me away. Mm. And...
She'd left you there.
Yes, yeah. A year before. But she hadn't cut off ties with the family.
Right.
And how old were you then?
I was 12.
12. So she had to basically... She basically saw the light.
Yes.
She got out and then she came back and got you.
That's right.
But how could she leave you there?
She didn't... It was the way of the Children of God, you know. Yeah. You just had to forsake all. Forsake your children, your family. And that's what she believed. When she left India to England, that's what she believed. She believed you had to forsake your children.
Did she know that you were being sexually molested?
I don't think so.
So even though...
She said she didn't anyway.
But Ian, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that part of the creed of the Children of God, that there are no sexual restrictions?
Yes, they became notorious for that in the 70s in particular. They were promoting, in fact, sex with an 18-month-old baby boy in some of their literature called My Little Fish. It's horrific what's been going on.
How do they, on a religious basis, how do they justify that? And I mean, I know that they take videos of all this.
It's a twisting of the notion of God's love.
Yeah.
God's love for them is sexual freedom. Mm. And obviously, it's created all kinds of problems for young as well as old.
And the leader of the cult, his name again is?
David Burke.
David Burke, and he lives in America.
We don't really know where he lives. I think the authorities would love to know.
But he has a penchant for videos of these ritual abuses of children and photographs being sent to him for his perusal.
Yes.
Are we basically saying that the whole setup of the Children of God rests upon this one guy's perverted and powerful view of how children should be
That's
behaved?
Exactly what we're saying.
Yeah.
And it shows, just as was the case in Waco and with the Solar Temple, that one man can control the lives of a group of people to get them to do anything at all.
Yeah, and sometimes that's the financial gain, but in the case of the Children of God, as Richard says, it's for sexual gratification.
And power.
It's that too. Yeah. There's money as well. My wife is a former leader in the group, as it happens, and she used to have to send off money to a Swiss bank account in the 70s when she was in charge of one operation.
What's the process then of breaking free? I mean, you were kidnapped by your mother, as you say, and that was the end of it. But how does an adult, say, like your wife, how did she get out? How did she see that what she was doing was utterly wrong and sick?
Well, she was actually told to come home at Christmas time, at the time when the prostitution was being made public in the media, to try and convince her own family that she was free to come and go as she pleased.
It was called fishy flirting, wasn't it?
Flirty fishing, that's right.
Flirty fishing,
yes.
Sorry, yeah.
And same thing.
What was that? That was a way of attracting new members of the cult by female members
actually offering to... You flirt with men in bars, you dress in a particularly seductive way, you flirt with men, bring them back to the organization, sleep with them for money, mm-hmm. and you're bringing money that way and possibly recruiting some of them as well. Mm. And she came home to find that a quote, lost sheep, an ex-member of the group, was waiting for her. Someone, actually, she tried to recruit, and this lady wanted to speak to her and try and get her back out mm-hmm. of the organization. And she wanted to pull the lady in, so that it was mutually agreeable that they should speak.
Yes.
And after 3 days, my wife left the organization.
But she's still doing some work within it, isn't she, under a kind of secret identity, undercover. Because she's trying to help people.
Well, like, my wife today is well out of the group and has been since then, since 1978, and has been helping people around the world mm. with information. And
What's happened to your father?
He's still in the cog.
He's still in the cult, basically.
In the cult, yes.
In the cult. Mm. Given that you've sought these damages and you've got them from the court, shouldn't he be in jail?
It's very hard to bring them to court because within the sect, they change their names many times. Mm-hmm. The sect hides them from the outside world, moves them around within the communes.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you realised what your childhood had done to you?
I was about 13, 14.
And when you were out of it by then?
Yes.
And you presumably looked back on it with horror, but what kind of effect did it have when you started to mix with other normal children of the same age outside the sect?
It was very, very difficult. You just didn't know what was right and what was wrong. Your whole foundation of life had just been suddenly taken away from you. Mm. You didn't know what to put your faith in. You didn't know what to believe.
Your free will had really been
exactly.
taken away
yes.
from you.
Yeah.
And how are you now? Would you categorise yourself as basically adjusted and normal, or are you still...
I'm a survivor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have normal relationships?
Yeah, I try, yeah.
Hmm.
Yes. Time heals a lot.
Yeah.
Time heals.
What would you... what advice would you give to any parent who was terrified that their child had become embroiled, or a teenager had become embroiled in a cult like this?
Well, I'd give the same advice to the parents, too, because people of all ages are being recruited. I know of people in their 70s and 80s that are being recruited into these groups. So I would try and get people to recognise that cults exist, they're all over Britain, and that people need to ask a lot more questions than they're currently doing. This particular group is now known as the Family in Britain. In fact, in the Merseyside region up here, it's known as Northwest Missionary Services. It sounds very harmless.
Mm, yeah.
And so people need to be aware, need to ask a lot of questions before donating or before going to that first meeting.
All right, listen, we could talk about this endlessly, but this has almost become a ritual in itself, isn't it? The warnings about cults.
Yes.
I think they'll be with us forever. If you're worried about anybody, or you'd like any information regarding cults, then you can ring Ian's Cult Information Centre helpline. It does a lot of good work. It's 081-651-3322. Okay, 081-651-3322. I'm glad you're out of it.
Thank you.
Yeah. You are as well. And, do you still need to keep in touch with people like Ian to keep your base in reality?
Yes, it's nice to keep in touch with other ex-members and people like Ian.
You all understand what
we all understand each other, yes. Yeah.
We've known each other for years, and it's a privilege to do this show with her. And I think she's got a lot of guts.
I do too.
Thank you.
For doing what's happened to you. All right. Thank you both very much for joining us. You've got that cult helpline number. We're going over now.